Hello and welcome to episode 8 of the SNS podcast. My name is Justin Sherman.
And I'm Joe Vanami.
Highly anticipated episode 8. People are just going off on the blogs about what this will be about.
Come on, guys. It's been like a month already. Just put some out.
Oh!
Got a couple death threats, too. That was very weird.
Yeah, people wanted us dead for this. So, it's a Friday.
It's been a constant battle in between wanting to put one up and our lives.
Yep, we're here in Hollywood, California, trying to figure out things.
It's a Friday night.
It's a Friday night. We're about to go out and get a little saucy.
Gonna get frisky.
We're gonna molest some people, boys and girls.
I'm just gonna come out and just be abusive.
We're gonna knock some bitches out.
I'm looking to fight.
I'm gonna murder a person.
And I'm gonna rampage this town like Jackson.
I'm gonna order a drink for a woman and then throw it in her face.
I'm gonna order a drink for a man and then kill him.
Your Jack's at the bar. Three gunshots to the chest.
Your Jack's at the bar. What?
Oh, God. Because you're automatically taken out of the...
And then I take his drink. He thinks I'm about to drink it over his almost dead body. And then I just pour it on him.
Yeah. And then you won't be a suspect because it's like, no, officer, I actually bought that man a drink. Why would I kill him? As you drift back into the shadows, then the cops are like,
"You're still here.
That was
we're gonna,
that guy.
That
was
that
him.
Guy.
It was him. We're gonna arrest
we
you.
We see you. Just come on.
You're the only one that's talked to us tonight, and you willingly did.
There were three meth heads that we had to take in earlier. You are not anything to us. Just get in the car.
Yeah, just come on.
Come on.
It's 2 a.m.
Fucking 2 a.m. on a I guess Saturday morning. I fought with my wife today. Can you just get in the car? Just get in the cruiser.
Get in the goddamn... Well, so that's what our night's going to be. We're going to murder people after we buy them drinks.
And then have an argument with the cops about getting in the car with them.
Yeah. So that's what happens here in Hollywood. You know, there's a lot of people that move out here and think they're just going to make it big. But you know what? The sad truth is...
You don't. No one does.
You know what, actually? I saw this thing they were posting on a UCB page about, like, an article about some famous guy talking to the aspiring filmmakers or aspiring actors to keep the fight up. It's like, no, quit telling people that. We need failures. If you think you're going to make it, you're going to make it. You know what your path is, all right? We don't need to... If some people are about to quit, let them quit. That's more room for us. I want to make it. Don't try and turn around. Michael Jordan probably almost quit. There's probably a lot of people in his life that turned him around. And think if they would have just kept their mouth shut.
Scottie Pippen would have had a lot more TV
yeah,
time.
Exactly. God, just shut up.
Just shut up. If he sucks.
Let the people know.
If he sucks... Let him suck.
Yeah. Don't try and inspire people.
Stop inspiring people. We need people to die off.
Yeah.
I can't go anywhere within a 10-mile radius without having to clear my schedule.
Fucking bullshit. You think I'm ever going to have a fucking special on Comedy Central if we keep having these inspirational talks at colleges?
Fucking
bullshit.
Dave from fucking biology class gets on TV now? What the fuck?
Just bullshit.
Just don't give up, Dave. Okay, I won't.
Well, I won't, and now I'm going to be more successful than the guy that already knew that he shouldn't give up. Fucking dumb. Anyway, you know, it's an inspiring town.
Yeah, but I feel like the people that go to those, for the most part, the people that want to make it, and they go to listen on how to make, those people aren't making it.
Yeah.
Those people are idiots.
You stupid idiot.
Steven Spielberg, what'd you do in your 20s to get through the tough times? I don't know. It was fucking 1960. I could do anything.
I was doing blow.
Everything cost a nickel. I didn't have to worry about money.
That's how I made it, you dick. Now get out of this auditorium.
It's 2015. I have no idea how you're going to be successful. I've been successful for 40 years, you dickhead.
No, we love inspirational talks. We, you know, everyone should make it.
Yeah, but so many people are full of shit out here. It's insane. Good God.
There are a lot of people full of shit out here.
I think I've heard over 20,000 plans by people.
Hey, we're going to...
By four different people. 20,000 plans
by
amongst four people.
Yeah, there's a lot of people just flake.
Dude,
out
I'm
here.
Telling you, we're gonna bump out these. We're gonna we're gonna sit down. We're gonna write 16 episodes, and then this is gonna get on TV. That same person next day. I'm thinking about a food truck. You know, those are cost effective.
Just
next
think
day,
about it.
My grandma just died. I got a ton of money. I'm on Comedy Central next week.
Yeah, it's fucking. So,
kill
off family members with money.
A lot of good going on out here.
Yeah, you know.
I can't say enough. This is me. I don't know how you feel.
Uh-oh.
I can't say how excited I am. How excited I am.
Oh, my God.
How gosh blessed
Shut
so
up.
Excited
just on
I am.
With it.
I'm being Chris D'Elia. I'm just keep saying my bit. I'm excited for our summer show.
Oh, ooh, baby. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Can we give a date yet? Can we give it?
I don't know because we haven't posted yet.
Let's
no,
do it.
No.
Yes, let's let these people
it's
get
the
inside.
It's in
the
summer.
It's summer in the June time.
Yeah, it's the smack dab middle of June.
Middle
We're going to come
June.
Over there and knock your nuts out of your dick.
Is
God
it,
damn it. Why
it,
would I say?
Is it the 15th?
God, I can't
Is it the 16th?
Is it the 17th?
Is it the no, it's the 16th.
It's the 16th of Junus.
June 16th.
We're going to come back and knock your earbuds around with some
my
comedy.
God.
I'm ready.
And to make ourselves better than last time, we're going on naked.
We're naked and knitted up.
And you people are going to, we're going to have to be so good that our jokes are so good that you don't see my penis
you
right in front of you.
We're naked. You forget we're naked. That's how
Dude,
funny we
this
are.
This is hysterical. Oh, God damn. Did you even realize that he was naked?
He was naked that whole time?
He was naked. He my was mom naked. Was in the front row. His dangle was right in
Just
front of her angle.
Slapping around. So that's what our show's going to be. We're going to do just
20
first
minutes
come, first serve.
20
Show
minutes
up.
Of butt-ass naked jokes.
Yeah.
Yeah, first come, first serve. What are we doing for tickets? We're figuring this out on the podcast.
We've got to figure it out. Get a pen and paper. We're figuring it out.
It'll be a lot less complicated with the tickets.
Yeah, it'll just be
time.
A show up and there you are. So it's going to be chaos.
It's going to be
Do you think
fun.
We can sell it out again in the summer?
If we don't, we ain't going back.
Yeah, we got to.
So
I wish
for all those of you that listened to this podcast but didn't make it to the show but tried to or wanted to,
here's your chance.
This is your inside scoop. Get there early.
The show's only going to get bigger and better.
Yeah. CenturyLink's talking to us, but we're just like, fuck off.
Yeah,
right,
we don't want
off.
Them.
Not yet.
Right? Not yet. We're going to be there one day. We're going
to
be...
Give the time to Jack.
We're
going to
be...
Give it to Jack and Jack.
We're going to be... Yeah, give it to Jack and Jack for now.
Let them frick around on that stage.
Let them make their videos on that stage. We're going to be one day... Ralston Arena. CenturyLink.
Space.
The Orpheum. The Rose.
Basically anywhere you can see other types of performances. We
the,
will
The Omaha
YMCA,
Community Playhouse.
YMCA Hockey Link. Boys Town.
Boys Town. Millard North and Scutts Auditoriums. The Cornfield next to Millard North.
Yep. The Bleachers at Millard South.
Baker's Parking Lot.
Yep. And...
And then just Dodge.
And then Dodge. On
and all
just
Dodge.
Just on the expressway on Dodge.
All of Dodge.
It's going to be a dangerous show.
It'll be our last show because everyone will die. We're going to do it at 5 o'clock on a Monday. Woo!
It's going to be a very aggressive show.
I am sorry. I just yelled into the microphone. I apologize for you wearing earbuds. Or... Some of you that maybe have it on your boombox in the warehouse you work in and it's playing over the speakers. That's not the case. This is... We might have one person right now. And if you are right now, you're the only one. So thank you.
One person? What?
Yeah, listening right now.
Oh. I even wasn't listening.
Yeah, see? So maybe none.
I literally was looking at Facebook.
Then maybe none for the listening category.
You just this talked is, to yourself for 20 seconds.
I did. Doro shantarai shan koro son toru. Doro hiyo son toyo toru. Let's do what we did when your parents were here. Let's do it.
Chikatayo, chikatayo.
Doro shinai tori.
Chikatayo, chikatayo.
Doro shinai tori.
We were very drunk.
We were hammered.
And smoking Luckies.
We were smoking Lucky Strikes on the balcony at the Holiday Inn in Pasadena. So, you know, we're going to do our show. It's going to be cray.
It's going to be fun.
It's going to be great. It's going to be great. I can't wait for another show.
We're kind of coming up on the end of our lease at this
coming
place.
Coming up on the end of our lease.
1 year lease.
We need to find a new place.
Time flies when you're unsuccessful.
We need to find a two-bedroom apartment.
Some place that it won't be awkward to bring back a girl and see each other and try to do things that you don't want to do in front of your roommate.
Boom,
but you have to, because it's all you got. So you put the tarp down the middle, but it's not strong tape, so it falls down and Justin sees everything, and then you don't have the same friendship that you had the day before, but it's okay, because you learn and you're growing.
Jesus Christ!
I banged a woman, and she left because Justin saw her.
Oh, Bloodline on Netflix. Go watch it.
Yeah, Bloodline. That's basically what I was saying there, Bloodline.
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 Coach Taylor gonna tell you what to do.
Danny, what the fuck are you doing?
What are you fucking doing,
John,
Danny?
I have a kid.
John.
Oh, fuck, that was a... Never mind.
John.
Anyway.
If you wouldn't have acknowledged it, people wouldn't have known. People don't know what character you're talking about, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Unless you know the voice.
Unless this is just a good impression. I just sound like a worn-out politician.
Good God, we haven't done one of these in a while. Feels good to be back on the mic.
Feels good to be back on the mic. So
we found cocaine.
We found cocaine yesterday. Yesterday, two white kids from Nebraska found cocaine in the bathroom of a coffee bean and did it on their podcast and ruined everything they worked for, which was nothing.
Sean Penn was seen at the scene.
Sean Penn was found at the scene of the crime.
Dead.
With his leathery football face and his with silver hair.
And coke in his butt.
And coke in his butt.
We did coke out of Sean Penn's, but anyway.
Oh, man.
NBA
we saw
playoffs.
Wait. We saw Sean Penn and Charlize Theron at Neptune's Net in Malibu after a trip to the beach. It was very bizarre seeing Sean Penn just carry a tray of trash to the trash.
So the NBA playoffs are going
NBA
on.
Playoffs are going. I don't give a shit right now.
Yeah, you do.
I give a shit after this is over.
Clip show, baby. Clip show. Got Spurs on Monday.
Got the Spurs on the Monday.
I don't know how that worked. I don't know how the Spurs are that low of a seed.
Because they blew their load this year. They're
Should
not...
be fun. I'm trying to get to the game, you know. Staples Center. It's going to be a good time.
That's great. It's going to be another crowded one. You know, so there's just a lot of things to be done. We have said fucking nothing. A
lot of movies coming
we've
out.
We've said nothing.
It doesn't matter.
We've been talking for this long, but nothing has been said.
Yeah, it has.
Fucking tell me one thing we said.
Talked about our show.
Dumb.
All right, well, if you're just going to be negative about it, then I don't see the point.
No, our show's going to be awesome. I'm just saying. I don't mind it.
What do you want us to do? Do research before we get on this?
Maybe. No, I want to be...
We're doing what we always do. It's been a month. We're rusty. Get the fuck over it.
I'm rusty. I'm not. God, I don't. I need to not say dumb things on this. You know?
No, I don't. I think you're being way too conscious about this. Just let it go.
Let it go. I'm so sorry. You take over. You say it. You say something.
I have been.
Well, like times just, like these.
I didn't just derail this.
I know. That's why you need to rail it. Rail it.
I did.
I derailed.
Been
rail it.
You know?
You know?
Didn't I have a joke about that? That was what you say when you don't have anything to say.
You know?
you know?
No, we were talking earlier about how the phrase, the dad phrase of the 60s was, just shut up.
Just shut up.
Just shut up.
Shut your mouth.
Shut your mouth.
Shut your mouth and make me dinner. You sundress whore.
That sundress looks like shit on you.
Joe, did you want ribeye tonight? Shut up.
Just shut up.
Shut up.
God.
Shut up, woman. I love you, but shut up.
I don't think husbands admitted that they loved their wives in the 60s.
I love you. I love you. But shut up.
But don't fucking tell anyone I said that.
Even at the wedding, it was like, I do. Now shut up.
Now shut up. And then they left.
They didn't even kiss. No one clapped. It was just
awkward. It was dead silent as the dude just left down the middle of the church.
And did the thing where he's walking faster than the woman. She's trying to keep up, but it clearly is seen that he's pulling her.
Yeah.
She's just like, all right, thanks, guys. Thanks for coming. Shut up.
Just shut up.
Even the guys in the...
Then they slam the doors. The doors close. They're out. And then you hear like, just fucking tires peeling out. And then
and the woman in the church looks to her husband and goes, can you... And he goes, shut up.
And then the piano player starts playing and everyone leaves.
It's just a real negative era.
Yeah, it was... Weddings were the worst.
Anything to celebrate was just...
Just tension. Shut up.
Just tension.
Just... Ugh.
I mean, think about it today. When we were kids, going to church was the worst thing ever. You're supposed to be praising God and your dad was just going, get in the fucking car!
Jesus.
Not my dad. My dad was a great man. He actually carried us all into the car.
We, church was, it was stressful.
The worst was when you had to go do shopping after church.
You're
like, take us home, and your parents, it's gonna be 10 minutes.
My parents never told me when we were gonna do, Sunday yard work day. Fucking shit.
Yep. Pretty rough.
It'll take 2 minutes if we all just do it together. And it's all day.
And you'd be like, no.
It's fucking 6:30 and I'm sweating still and it's dark out. Please, no one goes in our backyard.
I have school tomorrow and none of the girls look at me. Can you just give me this day off?
Please let me have the day
off.
Hey,
Joe, I know it's been tough at school trying to talk to women, but hey, get outside. There's sticks everywhere.
Ugh. But Luck of the Irish is on. I don't give a shit.
I don't give a shit. Fuck Disney.
You
know what? We had the radio.
We had the fucking radio. And Walt Disney was
but
a
But Dad, racist. Shut up.
Just shut up. So, yeah.
Let it go. Let it go. You gotta let it. You gotta let it burn, baby.
Let it burn in your underpants.
You got a Bernie.
A Bernie? A Birdurfus?
What did you think of the team? Did we talk about that? I don't think we have yet.
This spring game?
Yeah.
It was all right.
Teams are looking...
It feels like a new vibe, you know? Friggin' Mike Riley knocking the boys around.
Our coaching staff needs to, you know, do a little... working out, though.
Yeah, they need to lose weight.
They look pretty fat.
They're all going to die off, like you said.
Well, Mike Kavanaugh lost 6 recruits for us because he died.
He died on an in-house visit in southern
Lubbock,
Mississippi.
Texas.
In Lubbock, Texas. He died in the living room of 5-star recruit. Recruit.
Recruit.
Recruit. The raccoon.
The 5-star raccoon.
The 5-star raccoon from southern
Texas. 5-star raccoon male in Lubbock.
They were going to snag him. He was going to be our running back, but our coach died, and it's...
Now the coon's out for... This is not racist, by the way. I know it sounds like it might be.
No, a physical raccoon.
A physical raccoon?
The little
a literal raccoon.
That look like robbers.
A physical raccoon.
And they got little hands.
What's a non-physical raccoon look like? Is it just non-aggressive?
Yeah, he's like, what?
Hey,
what are you? What?
Just trying
just
to
get away from me.
Trying to eat your trash, man.
Hey,
shut
look,
up.
Look at my tiny little hands. Let me grab
what
you.
What am I gonna do? Look at me.
Just look at me.
Look at my teeth. They're no bigger than your dog's. Just let me eat your trash and get out of here. I don't have friends.
I'm eating your trash, for God's sakes. I ain't taking your goddamn food off your dinner table. Just let me have the trash.
I'm doing you and the environmental service. Can you just shut up and let me do this?
Just shut up, raccoon.
Shut up, Jesse. Jesse.
Jesse. So, yeah.
So, yeah, the spring game was a success.
Yeah, that's what we wanted to get at.
Let it go. Let it go.
I like that we don't have a specific topic here. We're just kind of picking around like a...
Yeah, we're picking like, scraps up like a raccoon.
Like a raccoon would in a cornfield. Hey, look at that corn fell off. I'm picking it up. God damn it. Hey, look at that. I'm picking it up.
Let it go. Let it go.
We can do anything we put our minds to. This is the dad after Thanksgiving dinner.
Ooh.
You kids get in there and do the dishes.
Greg, do you want...
Shut up.
Shut up.
Oh, God.
Joe, get me a water. Get it yourself, Fat. Shut up. Just get it for me, you smart ass.
Get me a Dasani.
Why did I buy this mixer?
This is Dad on Christmas. Oh, Joe, give me some eggnog.
Jesus.
I'm not... Shut up.
Just shut up. Good gravy train.
This is Dad on 4th of July.
Our dads just fart every day.
This is Dad on like October 17th.
All right. Cut it out.
Shut up.
Just shut up.
That's what this episode's going to be called. Just shut up.
Just shut up. Episode 8. Just shut up. So, that's what happens.
What are we doing?
What are we
doing tonight? What are you doing, I guess?
I'm trying to get a group together to go to Davy Wayne's, but nobody gives a fuck. Everyone has shit to do.
No, they don't. Everyone's just boring.
I know. They always like, I gotta... Hold on, let me check the group chat and see what the new discovery is here. Someone goes, so where will we go? No one responded. And she goes, hello? There's fucking 8 people in this group chat, and no one's responding. All right, my other group chat, I said, hey, should we get hammered tonight? And someone said, I have to do headshots tomorrow. And then she goes, guys, apparently we have a show tomorrow night. And the kid goes, nice. And then she goes, who can do it? And then a kid goes, see, this is stupid. We're just... At least we got a show tomorrow, I guess. Jesus, criminies.
Yeah, that's the trade-off out here.
You know, you give up your fun nights, but you get to do shows and perform and be around famous people.
Yeah, when you're busy, it's not bad. But when you got time off and no one, not one of your friends, lives here.
Yeah, but then again, if we were in Omaha, this shit happens there too. So even when your friends are there.
Yeah, but you'd rather do it with your friends.
Yeah, but you know, I'm just trying to make us feel better.
I don't feel better. I feel pretty bad.
Well, you didn't go with the flow in what I was saying.
I'm ready. But yes, our lease is up and we got to start figuring out what we're doing.
Yeah.
We got to live somewhere. Who did I see? I saw someone. I saw someone.
You saw a famous person? I think so. Chuck from Mr. Deeds, that actor who is a shithead.
Who did I see?
I saw him behind me the other day. It was pretty cool.
Who did I see?
Who dat?
Who dat? We got Goddamn on Monday.
Goddamn Comedy Jam. Everyone's Jeff Ross headlining.
420 people. You know what that means. A lot of bacon.
A lot of bacon or peeking?
Baking.
Baking, like weed.
Bacon.
We're going to get stoned with the comics at the Comedy Jam.
I'm still indecisive. I don't know if I'm going to get ripped or not. Cal Rippy. King Rippy Jr.
I'm going to just go with the flow. If everyone else is doing it, then fucking count me in.
Let's get Barry Bonds.
Let's get Barry Bonds and try and figure out how to work a T3I.
You can do that with any baseball player. Any baseball player's name is a euphemism for weed.
Let's get Alex Rodriguez.
Let's get fucking Jeff Bagwell.
Jeff Bagwell. Let's get Randy Johnson.
Let's get Mark Teixeira.
Mark Teixeira. Let's get Derek Jeter.
Let's get goddamn Jason Giambi'd.
What was Kevin's name from Bloodline, his real name? Norbert Leo Butts.
Norbert Butts.
Norbert Leo Butts.
His name's Butts.
Norbert Leo Butts. If you're listening to this, let's
hang out.
Let's chill, Kevin.
Oh, you know.
What, Joe? What?
It's Anne's birthday today.
Uh-oh, Joe's gonna move in and do something.
What?
What else? Tell us more.
Matthew McConaughey. Star Wars, I'm excited as shit for that. The video game and the movie.
Battlefront.
We got a lot of good movies coming out. I'm pretty excited.
Yeah. Well, everyone, not just us. They're not just our movies. They belong to the people. That was stupid. All right, well, it's coming to an end. Thanks for hanging out with us. Thanks for blowing off a half hour of your day. We're going to go drink too much and get in a fight.
Should we get in a fight tonight?
Let's murder a person. No, I'm not actually saying shit like that, because what if we end up murdering someone and then it's just going to be on the podcast? They're going to be like, well, he said it here, so... We're not going to murder anyone.
I think the podcast is our least of our worries if we actually murder someone.
No, if we do, because then they'll listen. They'll, oh my God, that's how we make people watch our shit. We kill people. And then they have to watch our stuff.
And we're like on the run. And we're on the run the whole time.
We're on the run doing podcasts.
Guys, we're going to start killing people.
We're going to start murdering people.
Episode 8, we'll be back after we've killed someone.
Yeah. Thanks for listening to episode 8. Episode 9, we're going to be on the run, and people will be dead that shouldn't have been dead.
Shut up.
Just shut up.